Adam, I don't have any brothers.
Well, I have a brother, and my parents say he was a surprise. He's 10 years younger than me, and I was an instant babysitter for many years.
It's showtime. This is The Ski Show, the ultimate show ski podcast, bringing you news, knowledge, in-depth interviews with legends and stars of our sport, and a little bit of fun. Here are your hosts, Matt Heilman and Adam Schaller.
Welcome to The Ski Show, coming to you today with our 90th episode and still going strong. Today we have the Hyatt brothers on the show, Sean and Ty, and this one is going to be fun. These are great dudes with no shortage of stories. 90 episodes, Adam. Wow. Our 100th episode, as we play this forward, is going to be sometime in early April, almost exactly 4 years from when we began this little podcast.
90 episodes. Like, holy smokes. We're going to have to do something pretty special for the 100th episode. We need to start working on that. Maybe our listeners can give us some ideas. What are we going to do for our 100th episode?
Yeah, that'd be great. It's a great idea. Let's have our listeners chime in and send us ideas for the 100th episode.
Some of those ideas are going to be good. Some of those ideas are going to be probably not so good, but that's fair. You know,
that's true.
Send us your ideas.
Yep.
All right. Today's sponsors are Flyman Skis, custom-made jump skis and featherboard swivel skis at affordable prices. Get yours at flymanskis.com and The Board Shop, all your summer gear. And now getting you ready with all of your winter sports gear at bswake.com.
Adam, did you go hunting last weekend? Did I see that? Did you send me a picture from a tree stand?
I don't know if you call what I do hunting, but it's sitting in the woods.
Solitude?
Yes, and, yep. And, yeah. Passed on a little doe. Raisin would have shot it, but it was probably less than a year old. So I passed. I maybe see one deer, you know, in the course of 4 hours. So I did take along some reading, which my book that I got from Amazon, Florida World, written by Steve Welch. Dude, I'm telling you, it's awesome.
All right.
It is awesome.
I got to dive that into have, it.
You know, everything, you know, all the names of the places are fictional. But if you've been to Polk County, if you've been to Winter Haven, if you've been to Cypress/Legoland, I mean, the picture that he paints of these places, it's just awesome. And it's this murder mystery woven into water skiing and the water skiing theme parks in Florida. And it's cool. Great.
Right.
I'm probably several chapters in, and it's just really good.
All right. I'm going to get mine and dive in. Good stuff. Well, I was not hunting. Been chasing kids and working, you know, boring October stuff, but we're in November now. This episode is here November 1st, and this month has some big show skiing events going on. The NSSA fall meeting is later next week. Always exciting. As is the Send It Night Jump competition, which is going to be in Auburndale, Florida. It's going to be a night jump comp, and there'll be some top jumpers there. And the Southern region is having what they're calling a summit, like the Southern Ski Summit. And it's their version of Think Tank, but there's lots of on-water clinics. It's 2 days, November 11th and 12th. So if you're listening to this and you're in the South, get yourself to the Southern Ski Summit. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, like Think Tank with, you know, actual water skiing. That's awesome. It's just hard to kind of wrap your head around that being from Wisconsin, like this is going on in November. But man, I tell you what, I'm really excited for that NSSA fall meeting. Yep. I mean, I won't be there, but I'm excited for it.
I'll be there virtually, and it's going to be an all-day extravaganza of, business and rule changes and stuff. It's going to be
good
great
stuff.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get the recap.
Growth. We're going to give it. We're going to give that recap. Yes, our award show's coming up as well. We're probably only a few weeks out from announcing our top five nominees in each category, and then you need to get your butt to the award show. Make sure you're there in March at Think Tank at Chula Vista. The awards are going to be awesome, and the top five nominees are about ready to be announced, so that'll be fun. Adam, we also haven't done our Tips In segment in a while, so I think it's time we get back to it, and it's time to share tips. You know, the Tips In segment is about tips to help you and or your show. And for this one, we've compiled a list of advice that our guests, our podcast guests, have given on this show over the course of the last few years. We've been doing 90 episodes. We've gotten a lot of advice from our guests. And we're just going to share a few things that stick in our brain, really reminders to you on some great tips from some of our best guests. So here we go.
All right, let's dive in. Learn to trick ski.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, how many said that?
A lot.
Yeah. I mean, Matt May, Zane Schwenk, Scott Clack, yeah, all the legends have said trick ski.
Trick ski.
Trick ski. It's the foundation for everything you want to be good at. Learn to trick ski. Mm-hmm. LD jump over 100 feet before you work on freestyle jump tricks. Nobody's going to listen to this tip, but you should. Really, Scotty Clack has talked a lot about it. I've seen the improvement in my own kid in his freestyling after he started LD jumping. And you're just more comfortable in the air. You're more comfortable on the ramp. Things get easier when you're used to carrying speed and distance as an LD jumper. So work on your LD jumping to improve your freestyle jumping.
Yeah, that makes sense. A lot of the show skiers that are also now collegiate three-event skiers, you can see the improvement. Now they have started focusing on long-distance jumping, so that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. This next tip is for, you know, shows. Difficulty is only one category among four that your skiing acts are scored on. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about difficulty.
Yeah, sometimes we get hung up on that, and we don't need to. Don't be afraid to fall. Don't be afraid to fail. All the great skiers fall, and they fall a lot, and that's progress. So get yourself out there, put yourself out there, and fall, fall, fall.
Make 100 helis before you try a flip. Make 100 flips before you try a gainer.
Yeah, Joe Sawaska talked about that last episode.
Progression, right?
Yeah. You
learn, jump 100 feet, then heli, and then heli a lot.
Yeah.
And then flip a lot, and then gainer. Yep.
Imagine how consistent you would be if you actually did that. The more things you learn to do in this sport, the more fun it becomes. Cale Duquesne mentioned that. Joe Sawaska mentioned something similar recently about if you're bored in this sport. His quote was great. If you're bored, you're doing something wrong. Like, there's something for everybody. But the more disciplines you learn, that's the great thing about show skiing, is you have the ability to do so many different things. Jump, barefoot, swivel, sky ski, wakeboard, million things, doubles, pyramids, all of it. Learn more stuff and it becomes more fun.
And you become a better skier.
Yes.
Full send or no send, fully commit to the trick that you're trying.
Sarah Fedorowicz is the one that said that. That's her mm-hmm. mantra. Full send or no send. You got to be committed in your mind to doing that trick. Yep, good stuff. Every time you're on the water, give everything you have so you won't be disappointed. Arne is the one that said that. He talked about how he just wants to make sure he gives his all, because then he doesn't have any regrets. He's never disappointed. Whether it was a good or bad session or a good or bad show, as long as he gave his all, then he's never disappointed.
Yeah, you should live your life like that too. Yeah. No regrets.
No regrets.
This next tip from one of my favorite episodes with the announcing greats, Alex and Steve, use music to create an emotion or feeling in the audience.
Yeah.
We all use music in our ski shows. You just got to think about that as you're putting together your, call it set list or playlist for your ski show, is what you're trying to create with your show, and use music to do that.
Yep. Great stuff. We've, you know, we're so appreciative to have all of these guests, you know, 90 episodes worth of show ski history and show ski talk. And we talk shop, we talk history, we talk tips, and the advice and things we hear from guest after guest is so great. And so that is today's tips in.
One tip our audience really needs is to get to the board shop.
Yeah.
As you know, they have all the summer water sports gear you could ever want, but now is time to grab your winter gear and get ready to hit the slopes.
That's right. The board shop has over 100 models of skis from 7 different brands. 100 models of downhill winter skis. They've got dozens of snowboards, tons and tons of helmets, boots, all the outerwear you would ever want. They've got it all for your winter sports.
Yeah, get yourself to Lake Geneva to their shop in person, or visit their website at bswake.com. That's bswake.com.
Time to get to today's interview. We got two studs, brothers. We got small town roots with big time talent. They're fun. They're incredible showmen. And you can find both skiing at the next world tournament, albeit with different teams. Let's get to our interview with Sean and Ty Hyatt. All right, let's welcome to the show Sean Hyatt and Tyler Hyatt. What's up, boys?
How we doing?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Good. Fantastic. You guys are side by side together. What's going on, Sean? You live in Germany. What's going on here?
Yeah, we got over here to visit with the family this year. Always a good time to get on the water. Yeah, visiting for 2 weeks, heading back on Friday.
Are you staying in Ty and Bailey's house, or are you staying elsewhere?
No, I stay at my parents', over parents on Lake house. Conine, and then come and ski over here, use their boat.
Perfect.
Pretty much just take 2 weeks off and ski all day and hang out with the family.
A lot of golf.
Pretty good time. Yeah, bit of golf in there.
A lot of golf. Well, how are you healing up, Ty?
Yep,
healing up well. Ski and golf?
Yep, been skiing, been golfing. Yep, feeling great.
Which is better, your ski game or your golf game?
Definitely skiing, yeah. Golf game's got a long way to go. Yeah, what have you guys been getting up to?
Well, it was 70-some degrees today.
77.
Up
we got on the water. I took Jack out skiing today. He heads to Collegiate Nationals, and it was 77 today. It's going to be 30 next week, so that forecast Halloween in Madison is going to be 30 degrees. So we got that to look forward
awesome.
To.
Awesome. Take advantage of it.
Yep. Water temp was 58.
Yeah, we're not there
that's
yet.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, boys, we're going to dive in. And as we start every interview, how did you guys get started in water skiing?
Well, we started by going on yearly camping trips with our cousins.
Yeah, Grandma and Grandpa would load us all up, us and four or five of our other cousins, and we'd all load up in an RV, go camp in Minnesota. And Sean and I were about, I think, 4 or 5 when we first started getting pulled behind the boat, trying to get up on 2 skis and
kneeboarding.
Yeah, a lot of kneeboarding. And
what kind of boat was the first family boat? That's what we love to hear.
The first family boat was my grandpa's fishing boat. And it was just like a little, had to have been like a 17 foot bluefin, like with like a 60 Merc on it. That he like upgraded to the 60 so we could ski. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They started off as fishing trips and we caught a lot of fish, but slowly turned into water ski trips throughout the years. We'd be taking turns. Everybody got 10 minute slots. There were 6 of us kids and we would ski 3 times a day. And that was.
That's awesome. What we did. Well, you guys went to Minnesota camping. Where was home at that time?
Yeah, we grew up in South Dakota in Sioux Falls. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, yeah, would go camping with grandma and grandpa. And then really, I guess that's how we got into skiing. And then as far as show skiing, got into it through actually ended up going to a summer camp out at Catfish Bay in South Dakota, our amateur team that we grew up on. And before we even joined the amateur team, they had this summer camp. And I saw that they had water skiing. And I was like, Mom, I want to go to this camp. I think I was like 11 at the time. And so they signed Sean and I up for this camp. It was a week long. They do it 1 week. And you go skiing, you paintball, you go fishing, like pretty much the best summer camp you could ever go to.
It was the best. And we showed up with our own slalom skis and stuff like that.
Of course.
But there wasn't any other kids showing up with skis. But yeah, they recognized our talent and asked us to join the team after that. And we had a lot of fun out there. And that was in 2000. And mm-hmm. yeah, we
joined the like development team, started. Yeah. They asked us to come out after the camp was over, join the development team, started skiing with them for a couple years, and then got into the big team.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How many years were you guys on Catfish Bay?
I did my first pro show tryout at Tommy Bartlett's 3 years later in 2003. Wow. After joining through the camp in 2000. So yeah, 3 years for me. Tyler stuck around a bit longer. I went to Tommy Bartlett's before I graduated high school, and then actually returned home, graduated high school, and then went back to Bartlett's again.
So yeah.
What kind of at what skill level were you at when you tried out for Bartlett's? Like, what were you doing at the time?
I was at like a heli flip gainer. We had just had a jump clinic with Jeff Schmick, and he came and taught us jumping. And yeah, he's the one that taught me gainers.
Got it. Nice.
You guys, so speaking of Catfish Bay, those boys tore it up this summer. Did you see their freestyle jump team?
Yeah, we're really proud of those guys.
Yeah, definitely. Great.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. I was there at Nationals, and it was awesome to see those guys. And people are like, who are these guys? And I was like, that's Catfish Bay.
That usually happens.
One boat, three boys, tearing it up. It was awesome.
It usually happens when somebody comes out of the Midwest. I feel like a lot of people thought that about me too. Who are you?
Just come out of nowhere. It was pretty cool to see those guys. I think I spent 2001 to maybe 2005 with Catfish Bay, so spent a few years with them, and then took a break like when I graduated high school and stuff, and actually didn't ski for about 3 years until I started skiing at Bartlett. So yeah, it was good times with Catfish Bay. Like, learned a lot. They taught us all the basics of show skiing, and it was a great atmosphere out there and great people. Yeah.
For years with Catfish Bay, you guys never competed at Nationals, did you? You guys were never big into the competition side with Catfish Bay.
Yeah, we, I think, maybe competed at in our time or with my time. Competed in two regionals, and definitely never in nationals. And I don't know when the last time they have competed as a team at like a D1 nationals, let alone maybe a D3 nationals. Yeah. But yeah, so not much competition experience with Catfish Bay. It's more just about putting on that Friday night show every week. Yeah.
Home crowd.
Did you guys get sweet crowds there? How was the local community with Catfish Bay?
Really great crowds. They do a great job of pushing it and fill it up throughout the season. Really some of the biggest crowds. I bet we've had well over 1,500, 2,000 people out there.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely get some good crowds. But yeah, it was just like interesting not being into the like tournaments so much. And then you go to these national tournaments like after – maybe I had gone pro or something and was just like in the Dells for the summer and, oh, I'm going to go check out Wisconsin State because it's up the road. And you go there and you're like, whoa, look at this ski tournament. Yeah. This is pretty sweet. Uh-huh. And on to Nationals in Janesville or Rockford or wherever it may be. And it's like, whoa, even like bigger scale, like look, it was really cool to kind of go to those nationals and state tournaments and
yeah
check out that whole scene later in those later years.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of professional skiers weren't skiing with amateur teams back in the day, and there was like the separation. But now it's like very much like professionals are skiing with amateur teams, and it's a lot better meshed. I remember going to my first nationals, and yeah, just being blown away by, wow, there's all this talent at the amateur level that I didn't see before. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. So have you guys ever competed at a nationals?
Individually.
Individually.
I did my 4 years of competing at individual freestyle nationals. Yeah.
But never with a team.
No.
And I never competed at U.S. nationals not individually. We did with Tommy Bartlett jump 1 year.
Yep.
We did that. With that. I think it was the 2016 or 17 team. And then I've competed in 3 Australian nationals, but yeah, never U.S. nationals.
Well, that's a bucket list item, huh? Get you out of U.S. nationals, huh?
Yeah, definitely would like to. I've been thinking more and more about that, and yeah, it would be fun to ski one of those.
Well, I heard today, you're in the South now. Cypress Gardens team has over 200 members.
What?
Yes.
It's huge.
It's massive. Mm-hmm. They, like, over the last 6 to 9 months, they have boomed. Cypress Gardens is massive, and all the Lego skiers, all the pros that are down there, everyone's skiing with Cypress Gardens and loving life.
Yeah. Bailey and I recently joined the team, and it's just awesome. It's right down the road. There is a bunch of people in town that are skiing there right now, and yeah, a ton of other people that have joined the team. And so, yeah, there's definitely some potential. It's exciting to see kind of what we're going to do around tournament season, I guess.
Why don't you all come to Nationals?
Yeah, we'll see. For sure.
That would be awesome.
I ticked a box the other day that said I'd be interested in competing in Southern Regionals and also potentially D2 or D3 or D2 or D1 Nationals. Yeah. Nice.
At 200 members, you are not D2.
Yeah, I suppose not.
You're like ultra D1. That's
that's awesome.
Depends on how many you bring up.
Well, that would be fun. So, Adam, I think we just got – Ty just let it slip. There's a little insider info. They got a little team survey going around with a form, with a checkbox.
It is very casual.
Gauging interest on Cypress Gardens attending Nationals.
That's awesome.
You heard it here first.
All right. Always got the scoop. Always got the scoop.
Yep. There you go.
What is the age difference between you two?
18 months.
Okay.
Who do you think's older?
I'm not going to say.
Sean's definitely older.
It's a tough one. Yeah, I'm the older one, but we grew up telling like our neighbors, introducing ourselves to the neighbors, telling them we were twins. So yeah, we get mistaken on the water all the time. We get mistaken in the bar all the time. It's all over.
Was there any rivalry between you two as water skiers growing up?
I do remember Ty getting up on the wakeboard the first time, like quite a bit easier than I did. And yeah, I was a little jealous. We pushed each other, but always encouraged each other more than anything. And yeah, I would say we didn't get along a lot until really that time we were skiing together and joined the team together. Started getting along a little bit better.
Yeah, when we started skiing and shows and stuff together, definitely started getting along more. I guess had more common interests. But in those younger days of skiing with Grandma and Grandpa behind the fishing boat, it was I would get up on something maybe first or in less tries, but then Sean would get a lot better at it quicker. So
who's the better skier today?
Oh,
Tyler, I feel like, has quadrupled my time on the water and has become such a solid skier. Like, he's just been year-round skiing for so long
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's funny because I would say Sean, too, just because he's got he's got all the sky ski tricks that I'd like to have. He's got the jump tricks that I'd like to have. You know, it's like I maybe have him on like a couple barefoot tricks or something. So, yeah. Nice. I'd say Shawnee.
Well, you guys are playing too nice there.
If we went head-to-head on the wakeboard, it'd be a good challenge for sure.
Yeah.
Did you guys ski together at Bartlett's?
Never got to ski a show together there. Tyler had skied on the site, tried out there while I was there.
Got it.
But yeah, we skied together in Germany in 2010. Was our first season skiing pro together.
Holiday Park?
Yes, sir.
How was that?
It was unreal. Yeah, it was a dream.
Dream come true. Just like making the world steam together and a bunch of other stuff we've done.
Yeah. Just have gotten to fortunately check a bunch of those boxes. But that first one was a big one. I remember I went and visited Sean in 2007. He was skiing in Germany. My mom and I went over there right after I graduated high school to visit him. And I was just like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Like, I can't imagine ever doing something like this someday. Really never thought I would. And then, you know, fast forward a few years, 2010, me and my good buddy Travis Jervik were heading over to go ski with Sean for the summer. And he's over there. He's been over there for a couple years. He's set up. He knows what to do, how things are running, and pretty much just show up there a couple weeks early. We went snowboarding and, yeah, just had a great summer there. Yeah, skiing together and having a lot of really fun experiences.
Yeah, the travel opportunities were amazing. And yeah, they just set you up good with housing and the car and just made it. You got immersed into the community too. Like, I had met a lot of German people my first year and still have great friends to this day in all sorts of countries from my time there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bummer. The show closed. I'm sure you guys listened to the podcast we did on that with those guys talking about the closing of that show. And it's a bummer, you know, not a whole lot of pro shows left. We're going to dive into your pro careers a little bit more, but want to first talk about Flyman Skis, Adam. These guys are everywhere. And Tyler, you've had a chance to ski on Flyman skis and put a number of jumps on them. Talk to us a little bit about your experience with Flyman.
Yeah, I've been skiing on them a bit. I got to ski on them a lot in Australia. I brought a pair over there and sessioned them every day in the shows. And it was like, once I got used to them and was riding them every day, it was just awesome how fast they were, like cutting, how soft the landings were, and just really got used to riding those. And then I ended up having to go back to Connelly's like a year later, and it was just like riding, strapping on 2x4s. It was like so much different, like so much less responsive. And it was like really weird and difficult going back to Connelly's. So yeah, that's definitely love the Flymans.
Bailey likes her Flymans too, you know, and awesome. You guys, Adam, you can get them custom made. You guys, you've been through the design process. We have. Talk about that, Adam.
Yeah, it's fully customizable. I mean, yeah, you can get the stock ones off the website, but man, you put in the time and you can really, I mean, tweak those things however you want. They just look super cool. I've seen so many custom designs on Flyman skis. It's so cool what Nick and Jack are doing for the sport with the jump skis and the featherboard swivel skis.
Yep. Get yours at flymanskis.com. That's flymanskis.com. All right. So you guys skied together in Germany. You mentioned Bartlett's. You did not overlap at all at Bartlett's. Was Bartlett's both of your first go at professional skiing?
Yeah, we both have a tattoo representing that, actually.
Do you really?
With three other brothers of ours, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Noah Who else Clem, has the tattoos?
Noah Clem, Travis Jervik, and Justin Clem. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. What'd you love about your Bartlett days?
That was my first home away from home. Yeah, I went there when I was 17 and was a rookie, got treated like a rookie.
Who were the vets there when you were a rookie?
Dan Benz, Todd Whiffefers, Chad Brunner, Nick Jackson. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, JT was my boss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Great. The girls were amazing too.
Yeah, it was. I went and visited Sean his first summer there. My parents took me over there. We went to visit him, and I just remember watching that first show. Sean took me into the woods, and we watched it from this concrete block. A bunch of people have watched the show from there, the block in the woods, and it's like right on the water's edge. And I just remember like seeing the whole trailer park set up and the ski set up, and I was just like, this is like heaven on earth. This is the coolest place I've ever been. And I was just like so envious of Sean being able to ski there, and especially in between, you know, years of high school. It's like I'm living with mom and dad and he's out living here. I'm like, you son of a gun.
Yeah, there you have it. Heaven on Earth, the trailer park at Wisconsin Wells.
Yeah. To a 16, 17, 18-year-old. Yeah.
Right.
And into the ages, I guess.
And when you went and visited Sean, did your parents let you kind of hang out at the Cross one night and hang with the boys?
Yeah.
When they let me stay in the trailer for a night. And yeah, we definitely, it was the old Cross back then, and got to experience all that and check it out. And yeah, it was, again, just like, wow, this place is amazing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then, yeah, couldn't believe that I got the chance to ski there. And then, you know, what, 5 years later or something?
Yeah.
So and yeah, Bartlett's, in that time. Go ahead.
Yeah, in that time, I went back. Graduated, went back to Tommy Bartlett's, came back to rookies like Caleb Trzynski and Mikey living in the Down Under. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey guys, I'm no rookie anymore. I'm moving in down here. I set my claim in the Down Under, and we ended up all being roommates my second year. That was funny. And yeah, then went to Cypress Gardens after that. And spent the winter down there. That was a transition time between Gary and Bufa, and yeah. I didn't get back on the team with Bufa. And SeaWorld Texas called me up, and they were like, hey, we heard what happened. We're sorry that didn't work out down there. Why don't you come to Texas? And I'm really glad I did. It was one of the biggest and longest running shows that they had, like huge staff, ran, I think we got there in February and left after Halloween. So it was a really long season. And yeah,
they had bigger crews in Texas at that time. You guys had,
it's huge.
Bigger shows. That's cool. Were you there? What years were you in Texas?
That was 2006.
Six. Okay.
Yeah. Just that 1 year.
Okay.
That's and awesome. Then I heard about Germany, and yeah, I was dating a girl from Texas, so we went over to Germany together, and yeah, that was a great experience. I went over there with one of my best friends, Justin. Yeah, and never wanted to leave Germany after that. Just kept going back for, yeah, 6-7 straight years.
That's cool. Yeah. Ty, where'd you go? So you skied at Bartlett's. You skied other professional shows, obviously. And why don't you talk about some of those?
Yeah. Started at Bartlett's, did a couple seasons there. I was the lake drained. That was my first year skiing pro. So that was like kind of a kick in the, you know, just like, okay. But went back the next year, had a great season, went on to Germany, did a season there. And then from Germany, that's when I first went to Australia for the winter and started chasing summers, and ended up doing six years without having to do a winter. I would go summer somewhere, Australia, summer back to summer in North America or Germany, and then summer back in Australia. So had a good stint there, but went to summer water sports up in Canada in 2011. Did a show up in Toronto. It was kind of just like a one-off show they had that year. We were doing shows 6 days a week and a couple, two, three shows a day.
Right, I think I remember that. Wasn't did Rachel go up there? Who else was up there?
I think she was up there for the CNE, which was maybe a couple years later.
Got it.
This was, a little different location just down from there. Awesome time. Spent a couple months in Canada, whatever, back to Australia, and then another stint in Germany, back to Australia, and then and ended up down in Florida. Yeah.
You haven't stayed anywhere very long, huh?
No. It's really hard to get used to. I think, like, yeah, I can stay here for a while, and then I'm there for a while. I'm like, what's going on over there? You know, but planning on being here for a while, so.
Between the two of you, you have literally been skiing around the world, like, everywhere.
Made it a few places, yeah.
Yeah, you've made it a few places, for sure.
Sean, what took you to Germany permanently? Because that's where you and the fam live now, huh?
Yeah, so just recently we moved back to Germany. We were farming out in South Dakota, and yeah, we were running a 160-acre farm by ourselves while raising a child and then expecting our second child. And yeah, we're just really lonely out there. We needed more support, and we're finding that in Germany with, yeah, just having everybody closer together. Everything's so far apart in the U.S. and you just have to travel so far. It was 2 hours to go visit family and stuff. So yeah, now we just 15-minute walk from my in-laws, and yeah, we have aunts, uncles, everything there, lots of friends.
It's a good community they got over there. You know, they got a big group of friends, and it's a cool town they live in, and they got family in town and stuff. So yeah,
great culture. Yeah, just endless things to do, and yeah, providing my kids with that that international experience of learning, growing up with two languages, and with the schools and everything. I think it'll be a great move.
Awesome. Good for you guys. Let's chat a little bit about the world team, Team USA and Team Germany. We're talking about both. So when you guys, let's set it up for our audience. What teams have you been on? And then we'll kind of dive into some highlights of some of those. Tyler, let's start with you. What teams have you been on?
The first world's team I was on was in 2018.
In Canada. Yep.
Yep. And from there, I made it on to the next team in 2020. I actually didn't make it onto that team because I was skiing in Australia and couldn't really commit. So I think they were looking at me, but couldn't really commit. So they said, maybe next time. And then in 2022, we were planning on being here and was named to that team, got to do a practice with that team. And then we ended up moving back to Australia and taking that opportunity for another year. So the only time I've gotten to ski is in 2018. And then I've recently been named. And so super excited to actually get out there and ski another tournament.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, and that, you know, we were excited and bummed for you and Bailey in 2022. You know, you get set to have you guys on that team. It was super fun having you guys kind of start out as members of that team. But then that life takes you places, and you gotta do it. You gotta do what you gotta do. And we were super excited for you guys to take that journey to Australia. And now there's another, you know, Team USA in your future, which is going to be awesome. Sean, how about you? What teams have you been on?
So I first applied for the team in 2016. And then I made the team in 2018 and 2020. I was named to the team, but I blew my knee out in 2019, warming up for Midwest Regionals. Yeah. And yeah, it took quite a while off before I got back to it. Just focused on my family and yeah, getting moved over to Germany and all that stuff.
Yep. I remember the 2020 deal too with your knee, and Dave and I having conversations with you. That was a bummer. But you guys got to be teammates in 2018. Now, Adam was a part of that. I was not. There were other show directors that year. I think that was Jeremy and Jerry were show directors that year. Talk about the experience of you two being teammates on that 2018 USA team.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, that was my first time on Team USA. So first time skiing with all that talent and just that group of people, just people that I've heard of, looked at, watched, you know, skiing, and then getting to actually ski with them. So it was really awesome getting to do that. And then also it was awesome getting to line up for a seven man with
my brother next to me in the sixth spot. I'm in the seventh spot. And it's kind of like, ready, bro? Yep, do this.
Push as much as you want.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, did I kick you out a little bit on that one? No, it's all right. When you kick me out, I'll just throw my flip too. All right, sounds good.
That's awesome. Well, I can tell you the conditions do get better than what we saw in 2018. That was for sure.
Yeah, right. I just remember looking over to my brother and saying, we made it, bro. We're at Worlds, you know, like this is the top.
Good for you guys.
Sean, what about Team Germany for you?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. You know, moving over to Germany, I didn't know what my future for water skiing would hold. And as soon as I got over there, I started reaching out to Heinrich, and he was telling me that there was going to be a team, and got me in contact with Christian. And really got welcomed into the German show ski team, applied for my transfer to my residency and everything being permanently there. And after that all went through, it was just great to get back on the water and have that as part of my life that I didn't know would continue. And it's emotional.
It was fun. Yeah. I mean, I bet that was cool to be back in Florida too, for you competing with Team Germany and having that moment. Yeah. How awesome was that?
Yeah, it was really great. My kids being involved, being there. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Yeah, good for you. It was fun watching you ski in that show. You're so talented. And my favorite photo, I think, from the whole tournament is you off that kicker pointing, skis behind you. What a kick-ass photo that was, man. We're going to tease this episode with that photo. That's so awesome.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we had a great time getting ready for that. And the places that water skiing will take you, it's amazing. Like, these sites in Germany are absolutely beautiful. They're not set up permanently like the sites I'm used to in South Dakota. But they're just beautiful vineyards and rivers and places to ski. Yeah, I haven't even visited them all. They're kind of, I'm still confused at where they all are and stuff.
So the IWWF is looking at and has a desire for the next Worlds after Australia to be in Europe, trying to find the right location. Yeah. Now, were you guys, Sean, did you have a chance to go to where the Euro Cup was about a month ago?
No, but I know the site that you're talking about.
So that's one potential possibility they're eyeing up. But looking at potentially having it in Europe down the road here, which would be cool.
That'd be super fun. Yeah, it'd be cool to see it go over there.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. For sure. What are your favorite world memories? Be it Team USA, Team Germany. What are your favorite memories or stories you got
from Worlds? probably just that seven man memory. As far as a memory together, otherwise, for me, just like that first practice that we did for 2018, it was over at Jackson's, and just doing first thing in the morning was back barefoot line, and I'm out on the dock with a bunch of people that I didn't really know that well, knew a couple of them, and went out there and did our back step, and it was a pretty big one. We ended up getting 11 that day, I think, and it was just like, I made it, and I was like, everybody else made it, and we were all pumped up, and it was just like, okay, this is awesome. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's just been a great time all around. With Team USA, it was a different experience, being with all that talent and all that experience on the water. Team Germany, it's a different deal. It's a lot of fun with both.
So Worlds 2025 in Australia is coming up. Sean, are you going to be competing with Team Germany? Is Team Germany going to be competing at Worlds?
I think they're planning on bringing a team. It's really expensive for these guys, for sure. It was a lot more expensive. And I know what it's like on Team USA, what the difference was, threefold at least. So, it's It's a big difference. We'll see what happens with the team. It's starting to build, and there's some communication just starting. So I'm definitely put my application in.
I think you'll be okay there, bud. You'll be all right. You guys looking forward to 2025 in Australia? Tyler, are you looking forward to it? You and Bales on the team and going back to where you've just spent a lot of time?
Yeah, exactly. We just did the Australian Nationals there this last February. So it's like we just did a competition there this year. So it's we're happy to get back there, kind of know what to expect and get to see all the Moela crew and all our friends down there. And yeah, definitely excited to ski with Team USA. And I'm excited for these practices, you know. Didn't really get to ski much at the last practice. So yeah, excited to first and foremost get on the water with everybody.
Yeah, right in your backyard.
Yeah, and that makes it even better.
March's going to be great. It's going to be a fun couple days, so that'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been awesome ride with Worlds in Germany and everything, and have got to just wanted to comment on just being able to ski with like your brother. And then in Australia, we recently got to ski together as well. Sean came over for 3 months and did a little 3 month stint at SeaWorld Australia. So there I'm skiing with my brother and my wife at the same place. And it's like we went out and did a 3-person front and pinwheel and stuff together. And it was just like, yeah, how good is this, you know?
That was really great. Yeah, that was great to get back out there and show myself that I could do it, you know, full time, you know, 7 days a week or 5 days a week, jumping and, yeah, going big. Love it.
Yeah.
I crave going upside down. I just love it.
Anything else we want to touch on?
Yeah, I mean, what's next, boys? What's next in your world? What's on the radar? Tyler, you're going to be in like 4 other countries in the next 3 years. What's the plan here for both of you?
Yeah, I don't know. For me, Bailey and I are planning on being here for now. And like we said, joined Cypress Gardens. So we're going to be skiing with them and, you know, doing the Worlds and just pretty much just trying to ski as much as possible. And yeah, kind of get our feet back underneath us over here in the U.S. And if anything comes up, you know, little travel shows or something like that, definitely love always doing those and taking those opportunities for sure. But that's kind of for me.
I've had a hard time making plans and sticking to them in the last several years. So with kids, you can't really know what you're going to do. Yeah.
Nope.
I think they're settling down into school anyway. And so I guess I probably have to settle down too.
Yeah. You might be stuck for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks boys. This has been awesome. I love learning about your history, your travels, your, you know, the fun stuff you've been doing, your professional life. So cool. And really looking forward to, you know, the next Worlds. Being there, you guys are going to compete against each other. That's going to be so fun, and it's going to be a great coming 18 months here. So looking forward to that. Thanks for being on the show today, guys.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us, and thanks for doing the show. It's been great listening to everybody that you guys have been interviewing. And, I'm a history buff, so I love hearing about all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, definitely appreciate you guys doing this. It's great. Great entertainment for these winter months coming. And appreciate you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
These guys are so great. I really have enjoyed getting to know them. I haven't had a chance to be teammates yet with Sean. Our paths haven't crossed on Team USA. Has a little bit with Ty, as he mentioned. We had him originally on the 2022 team, and they were there for a while before they decided to make the trek to Australia. But I've just really enjoyed getting to know them. They're so great, great people, great men, and great skiers.
Yeah, skiing talents aside, which, you know, they're amazing, but like with all of our guests, I mean, they're just salt of the earth people. I mean, they're just good people. I mean, it's just, it's great. It's great to talk to these guys. It's great to get to know these guys, their stories. These guys have been literally around the world. And what blows my mind is that whole SeaWorld brothers and, you know, Bailey, Ty, and Sean all skiing in the same show, doing this, you know, in the same jump act in a professional show. Brothers and Bailey, like, how often do you ever see that, if ever?
Right.
I mean,
yeah,
amazing.
These guys skied in a number of pro shows. You know, they got some bucket list things they got to check off, getting themselves to a D1 Nationals, which we heard maybe Cypress Gardens, maybe. Maybe we can
200 skiers.
Yeah, let's keep putting the heat on them. Come on, Cypress Gardens. Let's get you to Nationals. Let's go. It's be so fun. I love watching the South grow. It's so great to see show skiing continue to thrive and grow, and awesome stuff. Thank you to Ty and Sean. Adam, one of our future episodes coming up, we're going to tease to our audience here. It's not really a tease. We're going to tell them. It's going to be featuring show ski wives. Happens to be our wives, along with a couple of others.
And some wine.
Yeah, probably plenty of wine. Now, we've had a couple podcast ideas. We want to do show ski moms, and we're going to do one from a mom perspective of, you know, chasing their kids and costumes and boats and doing the mom thing, but this is going to be a wife thing, and I think we're going to be the brunt of some conversation, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, anything they say, I mean, we've definitely earned it, right? I mean, you're talking about four guys that, when it comes to show skiing in summertime, you know, like, we're all in, and they have to put up with us.
Yeah, and now they want to talk a little trash about us over some wine, and we're gonna give them the microphone. So anyway, look for our Showski Wives podcast coming soon. Thank you to our sponsors today, The Board Shop. All your summer gear, all your winter gear, they are so stocked. Get to Lake Geneva. Get online to bswake.com. That's bswake.com. And Flyman Skis. You heard Ty talk about it, how awesome those skis are, and he needed to get back on Flyman's because they're so great. If the best skiers in the world are on Featherboard Swivel Skis and Flyman Jump Skis, you should be too. Get yours at flymanskis.com. That's flymanskis.com.
And, of course, thanks again to all of our listeners. This is Matt and Adam, and this is The Ski Show.
Thank you for listening to The Ski Show, the ultimate show ski podcast with Matt and Adam. We're the only show specifically dedicated to all things show ski. If you have feedback or ideas for future shows, hit us up on social media or email us at theskishowpodcast@gmail.com.